Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 9 degrees. Fans mourn the death of conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. Fox's Kevin Cork reports.
First Lady Melania Trump presented Limbaugh with the Presidential Medal of Freedom one day after the host revealed he had advanced stage lung cancer. As soon as the word broke, the well wishes poured in. Perhaps what really made Rush Limbaugh the Rush, whose likeness would undoubtedly rest upon radio's Mount Rushmore, was his willingness to swim upstream, to challenge orthodoxy, a trait that gained him legions of fans and perhaps just as many who couldn't stand him. Conservative? Yes, absolutely. But he'd also say, distinctly American.
Limbaugh's radio show ran for more than 30 years with his wife, Catherine, taking the microphone yesterday, announcing her husband's death at age 70. Limbaugh's show is heard on more than 600 stations, including here on KNSS. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the state will put a priority on vaccinating teachers and other school staff against COVID-19 so that K-12 students can resume in-person classes as quickly as possible.
The governor says the KDHE is working with the Department of Education to determine the needs of each district and to set up a schedule.
The emphasis on vaccinating K-12 teachers and staff, the free testing supplies, along with continued adherence to other mitigation strategies, will allow us to bring students safely back to in-person learning.
Kelly said the state will be able to inoculate school staff because it expects the federal government to begin shipping an additional 25,000 doses of vaccine a week. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Governor Kelly says Kansas will receive $200 million under the last federal coronavirus relief legislation approved in December to help people struggling to pay their rent and utility bills.
The city of Wichita plans to take applications for its residents starting Monday, and the state's Housing Resources Corporation will begin taking them from people outside Wichita on March 15th. Kansas has seen the number of new confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases drop in the recent weeks. The state health department is reporting that as of Monday, 10% of the population have received at least the first of two required vaccine doses. The state launched its second phase of vaccinations last month, and it covers people over 65, as well as teachers, workers critical to the economy, and people in group living situations, including prison inmates. That's about one-third of the state's population.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez. Millions of Americans endured another frigid day without electricity or heat in the aftermath of a deadly winter storm. The situation put pressure on utility crews to restore power before another blast of snow and ice sowed more chaos. Nearly 3.4 million customers around the U.S. were still without electricity. Some also lost water service. Texas officials ordered 7 million people to boil tap water before drinking it, following days of record low temperatures that damaged infrastructure and froze pipes. That's a quarter of the population of the nation's second largest state. The latest storm was certain to complicate recovery efforts, especially in states that are unaccustomed to such weather. Lawmakers are wondering when National Guard troops will leave D.C.
The Pentagon's top homeland defense official, Robert Solises, was asked on Capitol Hill about the threat that is keeping 6,000 National Guard stationed around the Capitol.
I'm not aware of a threat that is out there, but that evolves all the time.
Defense officials say the original plan was to keep the guard in D.C. following threats by QAnon supporters to mark March 4th, the traditional inauguration date, until 1937. House Armed Services Chair Adam Smith explained.
Why that's relevant, God knows. But at any rate, so now they're thinking maybe we should gather again and storm the Capitol on March 4th. Okay, that is circulating online.
Some lawmakers are asking, could these guard be better used elsewhere? At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
KNSS News, I'm now 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock.
They say he likes a good time. He comes alive at midnight.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning at 6:11 here on this Thursday morning. 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Wow. In a way, it feels better out there, but remember, that's still only 8 degrees right now here in the Wichita area. So still very, very cold out there. And once again, we had some more sunshine yesterday. We had some more melting. Things on the roadway are getting better, but still have those sub-freezing temperatures out there. So continue to be aware that there could be slick spots out there on the roadway. And, of course, we had some untreated residential and side streets. Those still could be problematic as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yet again, another cold start to the day in Wichita, but who thought that 24 degrees would sound warm for a high? That's what we could expect later on this afternoon. We become partly cloudy tonight, our low near 8, and then sunny on Friday with a high near 30. Temperatures finally make their way above freezing by the weekend, Saturday's high 37. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 8 degrees, and we have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning. Of course, you can hear us right here on 98.7 on FM, 1330 on AM. Pick us up online at knssradio.com and through the radio.com app. Tell your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. There you go. Several different ways you can listen to Wichita's number one talk and Steve and Ted in the morning every morning.
Very good.
Today is Thursday, February 18th, 2021. A warmer day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 23 degrees. Normal high for the day, Ted, 49. Tuesday's high, day before, 10. So, yeah, quite a warming trend yesterday afternoon. Not exactly balmy, but, you know, I could tell the difference. It was a little bit warmer. How about that?
Sure was.
Seems like we might
see the sunshine
in the right direction.
A little meltage, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, on this date in 1930, photographic evidence of Pluto, now designated a dwarf planet, was discovered by Clyde W. Tombaugh at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, Arizona. Clyde Tombaugh, who hailed from my grandmother's hometown of Burdett, Kansas. And they do have a plaque out there. We were out there, a year or two ago with my granddaughter. Said, here, this is a guy who discovered Pluto. It's right there by the highway that runs between Larned westbound to Jetmore.
Ooh.
So, you know, that's quite a furrow there. But, my grandmother was from there. Her maiden name was Norman. I would imagine that maybe not my grandmother, but maybe her mom and dad probably knew Tombaugh. I mean, it's in a small town. I mean, there are like 300 or 400 people in there. So,
guy from rural Kansas discovers this heavenly body.
Yeah. Clyde Tombaugh.
So far away from us.
Today is Pluto Day.
Becomes this great astronomer.
The United Arab Emirates state-linked newspaper says police have arrested a man for allegedly stealing a highly valuable newborn camel to give to his girlfriend for her birthday. Report says the owners of the baby camel reported the theft from their farm earlier this month. The suspect later told police a camel had wandered onto his farm. That raised suspicions, and police say he later admitted to trespassing on his neighbor's farm to steal a rare breed of camel for his girlfriend. Rare breed of camel. Some in the UAE still raise camels for food and milk.
Okay.
And camel racing remains a cherished pastime in the United Arab Emirates.
Some kind of dromedary.
Dromedary, yeah, there you go. And then whenever I hear something like that, I remember, you talk about camel racing, we've done that right here in Wichita. at a camel races at Cessna Stadium when Ted Bradyhoff was the athletic director out there. Camel races at Cessna Stadium. Ted Bradyhoff.
One of the many things.
He was an interesting.
Hey, he wasn't afraid to try
He was an interesting man. He had been
able to show up.
Ted was a little short guy. He'd been a wrestler, and he had that kind of that wrestler's mentality, you know. Hey, what can we do now?
Yeah, he had some P.T. Barnum in him.
Yeah, and then an idea would come along and say, hey, let's try that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Always try to do something.
See what happens.
In fact, I think he invented this shocker, what is Shocker Mountain skiing?
Shocker Mountain, Shocker Bread.
Shocker Bread. Shocker Mountain, if you don't, is it still there? Probably still there, isn't it? Or is it?
Well,
nah,
I mean,
not really.
No.
What he did was take the ramps out at Cessna Stadium. The ramps you walk up to go from one set, he put some AstroTurf on.
Yeah, with a synthetic surface, and then you could actually ski there on the west side of Cessna Stadium. And people did.
And they did.
Yeah.
So it's something fun to do. I don't know where Ted is, but he was a fun guy to have around. Nice guy, fun guy.
He brought the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders to town.
He did.
Yeah.
I got to do a remote broadcast from the Ford station, Ford dealership on North Broadway. Was it Eck at that time? I don't know who it was at that time. No, it wasn't Eck. But anyway, part of the attraction for the remote on that Saturday was five Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. So I got to spend an entire Saturday afternoon regaling these beautiful young women with my stories and my pleasing personality in between remote. You know,
I'm sure they remember that fondly.
I'm sure they have forgotten it as quickly as they possibly could. Anyway, there you go. Ted Bradyhoff, camel races at Cessna Stadium. All right, it's 6:16 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for leadoff sports with Ted Woodward. We had two of the teams in KU and K-State played last night, right, Ted?
Yeah, and we got a big one in Wichita tonight.
That's right.
One of the top five teams in the nation is coming to town. Wichita State hosting fifth-ranked Houston tonight at Coke Arena.
Yeah.
Shocks are a 7.5-point underdog. Wichita State has lost its last six matchups with the Cougars. Shockers, though, are on a four-game winning streak. Shocks have won nine straight home conference games. But this will be the toughest of that bunch. And a lot on the line, too, because the winner of this game will be in sole possession to first place in the conference. So if the Shocks win, they'll be in first. 25% capacity at Coke Arena is now allowed, so 2,600 fans will be allowed to enter the building tonight. The Shockers did lose by 7 points at Houston. That game was a month and a half ago. Tonight is the rematch in Wichita. This is the highest-ranked opponent to visit the Roundhouse since fourth-ranked KU was in town 29 years ago.
Really?
The last time the Shockers beat a top six team was a win over number two ranked Louisville 54 years ago. So it's not often you get a top five team coming into town to play the Shocks.
Right.
But Houston is not invincible. Their two losses on the season are both road conference games. So we'll see if the Shocks can pull it off tonight. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl have live pregame coverage at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. And you can listen live on 103.7 KEYN. Last night's game in Manhattan, part two of the Sunflower Showdown. 23rd-ranked Kansas visiting Kansas State. This one was not the prettiest game of all. Neither team could really hit from long range. But eventually, the Jayhawks pulled away. You heard the game last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
This is a completely different game. Here's DeJuan Harris poking at the ball. He's got a steal. He took it away from Rudy Williams. Up the court to Oach. A right-hand layup is good. Back-to-back steals for DeJuan Harris.
Yeah, that's why you love to have him in there. He's just a pest. And you love to have that kind of pest on your team.
Jayhawks eventually win at 59-41. Yeah, 41.
Oh. Yikes.
K-State, with a minute to go, only had scored 35 points in the first 39 minutes. Got a few late there. Fewest points in a home game for K-State in 23 years. As the Wildcats lose their 13th game in a row, that is the second longest losing streak in school history. Meanwhile, the Jayhawks have won four in a row, and they are now tied for second place in the conference standings. As the Jayhawks get another win, senior Marcus Garrett led the way with 14 points for the Jayhawks in that one. Of course, yesterday we learned about the passing of Rush Limbaugh, radio icon at the age of 70. And former President Trump talked about Rush Limbaugh and about his connection to sports. Of course, Rush Limbaugh worked for several years with the Kansas City Royals back in the day, and eventually he got the job as an NFL announcer for a little bit along the way in his career. And President Trump talked about Rush and sports.
He loved any sport. It didn't matter, any sport. He could talk about any sport. I didn't get enough credit for that. Totally brilliant. And he was a conversationalist, and he was unique.
Rush Limbaugh passing away yesterday of lung cancer at the age of 70. Of course, the Rush Limbaugh program is on KNSS every weekday morning, 11 a.m.
And he was
PM.
A very good friend of George Brett, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
I saw something that was, in fact, that Rush
ties with the Royals. Oh,
sang
yeah.
at George Brett's wedding or
oh,
something.
Yeah.
How about that?
A lot of sports connections
you
with
bet.
Rush along the way. We do have a couple of undefeated teams of note in women's basketball. Last night, Sterling wins on the road at Ottawa, big, 84-51. The Sterling women are ranked 10th in the nation, and they are still undefeated now at 25-0 on the season.
Wow.
And in JUCO women's basketball, Butler Community College wins at home in El Dorado last night, beat Barton County, 61-54. The Butler women are ranked 13th in the nation, and they are off to a 7-0 start, undefeated on the season. At sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now, keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The top three concerns of parents during the pandemic. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.